ירושלים, כי מעולם וכשנים קדמוניות.
דבר תורה זה נשמת דניאל השינה בס יהושע פאלק. This week's parsha is parsha's Truma. It's about making of the holy temple, the mikdash, the mishkan, and then the mikdash. The osuli mikdash, it's a mitzvah to build the mikdash, to build the base of mikdash, to build the mishkan, etc. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the same thing by a shul. It's a mitzvah to build a shul. That the people to daven in a shul. It's a mitzvah to build a shul. And the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Beis Knesses, there's a higher level of holiness if you actually build a shul, in contrast to if you had a building already that was already built, and now you're making a shul, in using that room for a shul. It's a higher level when you actually build the shul. And the Shulchan Aruch says in the context of that, about whether you're allowed to do things on top of a shul, that there's a holiness of the shul extends even on top. And but if you didn't build it, so then it's more lenient. Now we daven here. This is not a base knesses. It's not a shul because we use this is a dining room. We also use it, so it wouldn't have the holiness of a base knesses. But we have the Aron Kodesh. So the Rambam says in the Tshuva that one shouldn't do things on top of the Aron Kodesh. Shouldn't sleep on top of the Aron Kodesh. And shouldn't put their things there. Some people put just a teva there, something there, so no one goes there. And that's what he Bauman told me, that he made up with the person upstairs. They say shouldn't sleep when they move the Aron Kodesh here. They shouldn't sleep on top of the Aron Kodesh, so to preserve that kedusha.